Listening Section 3. In a minute, you are going to hear a conversation between a university tutor and three students. It's their first meeting, and the students ask the tutor a lot of questions. Before you listen, pause the player and look at questions 21 to 30.
Well, hello everyone. My name's Tony Sykes, and I'd like to welcome you all to the History Department. I'm going to be your tutor for the next three terms. We'll be meeting every week for tutorials, but today, what I'll mainly concentrate on is helping to clarify the course requirements for you, and we'll also deal with any questions you might have. I know it must all seem very big and new to you, your first week at university, but meeting in small groups like this is fun, and it's a chance to discuss ideas in detail, to exchange opinions, and deepen our understanding of the issues that are addressed in less detail in lectures.
So, will you be our lecturer as well?
No, I won't. Your lecturers for this course are Dr. Anderson and Professor Davis. So, twice a week you'll have lectures with one of them, and then once a week, every Thursday at 3, you'll meet with me for this tutorial, okay?
Yes, thanks.
So what I'll do now is outline some of the details of the course, the requirements, etc. And if there's anything you want to know more about, feel free to interrupt.
Okay.
Well, the course of lectures will cover the period from around 1600 to around 1900, and will focus on developments in Europe during that period. Your lectures will give you a broad outline of events, and then this will be backed up in two ways, by reading the books and journal articles on your reference list, and by the discussions we have in tutorials.
So, how much reading are we supposed to do every week?
Well, it depends. It will vary a bit depending on the period and the topic you're studying.
Yes, I can see that. It's just that we've got reading to do for all our other subjects too, you see. And with classes, lectures, tutorials and everything, I just don't see how we're going to manage to get through loads of reading as well.
Well, I imagine that most of your courses, like this one, will require you to do a fair amount of reading each week. I'd say we'd expect everyone to do a minimum of 5 hours per subject per week.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is. So you can see how important it's going to be to manage your time well. In fact, we have student counsellors who specialise in helping you to organise your time and manage the workload. They work in the Student Union building.
Okay, so we're expected to do 5 hours of reading a week for this subject. How can we prove that we've done it?
Well, university courses don't really work like that. No one will be checking up on each student and whether you've all done the reading. But the reading will be the basis for our tutorials, so if you want to participate, you will need to read the readings we set. And, of course...
And you assess our participation in tutorials, right?
Yes. In fact, that's just what I was getting to. You need to read in order to participate in tutorials, and also in order to write the papers you're required to submit for this course. And those are two of the three means of assessment.
What about exams?
Yes, that's the third method of assessment. There will be three exams to write, one at the end of each term. I'll tell you a bit more about exams in a minute, but I'd just like to talk a little more about tutorials, if I may. So, each term, one of you will be presenting the tutorial. What this means is that you will prepare a detailed paper on the subject area assigned, and you will be leading the discussion. Obviously, you'll be pretty upset if your classmates haven't done the reading and can't participate in the discussion, because you'll have to do all the talking in that case.
That's not fair.
No, it's not. That's why we expect you all to do the reading required, and why you're all expected to participate. Now...
Can I ask something?
Sure.
Are the tutorial papers assessed? The ones we present, I mean.
Yes, they are. Let me summarise the assessment of the course, since that seems to be of some concern to everyone. As I said, there are three areas of assessment. One is your participation in tutorials. That grade is based on your contribution to the discussion each week, and what these contributions demonstrate about your reading and your learning. Okay so far?
Yes, so that grade comes from you.
That's right. Secondly, we have your essays and papers. Each term, you will be required to submit one essay and one tutorial paper.
And how long is each paper?
Between 2,500 and 3,000 words each.
That doesn't seem too much.
Good. So that's the papers. Approximately 18,000 words. Well, we've talked about tutorial participation, and we've talked about written papers to be submitted. The third and final aspect of assessment that we need to discuss is, of course, exams. As I said earlier, there will be three exams, one at the end of each term. Each exam lasts 3 hours, and you will have to write 4 essays in that time. You'll be surprised how quickly that time goes when you're actually in the exam room. Most students say...